Well, this hour we'll take your phone calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That is the website and the toll-free number to call for assistance because people are there taking notes. 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, before we go back to calls, I've got a whole slew of emails. I want to buzz through them. You ready?
Let's go.
Let's go. The first one, of course, can you ask Doc about the treatments of brown spots on the skin?
Okay, brown spots on the skin are called liver spots, age spots, and they're caused by oxidized fats in your skin. And we're talking about consuming things like fried foods, oils, processed meats, gluten, wheat, brown rice, oats, and sugar. Now, when you get those same brown spots in your brain, you get senile dementia. It looks like Alzheimer's disease, but when you look at it under the microscope, it's a totally different disease. Okay, now, 75% of your brain weight is fat, okay? There's myelin, or it's actually cholesterol. When you eat those oils and sugars and fried foods and processed meats, it causes the same oxidation as your brain as you got on your hands. So if you have 8 or 10 of those liver spots or age spots in your hands, you got the beginnings of senile dementia. And that goes as far back as Egyptian mummies. I used to help with museums that do autopsies on mummies. And from 2,000 years ago, from those Egyptian mummies, they began to put oils in their foods, and they were getting senile dementia and liver spots on their hands and the same oxidized fat in their brain.
I remember that event we were at years ago, and one of a mutual friend of ours came by, and his hair, of course, is white, and you looked at him and went, you have a copper deficiency.
That's correct.
I roared, just roared.
And so copper is required for skin color, hair color, but it also is required for maintenance of elastic fibers in your body. And so you can get an aneurysm in your brain, your chest, anywhere in your body, your eyes, and they rupture, you bleed to death or cause a stroke or sort of thing. You can also get varicose veins or hemorrhoids, which are varicose veins in a funny place. All right. You can also get skin issues. If you have a deficiency in copper, you get all these wrinkles, and you look 25 years older than you are. And so this is why you put in, when people have these issues, you want to take, I like to use the heavy-duty one, again, the bigger hammer in the toolbox, because you got the potential for sudden death because of these ruptured aneurysms. And so I like the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one of those per 100 pounds of body weight. If you only weigh 110 pounds, I would take one of those and get an extra bottle of selenium, so you can take six of those a day. If you take two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day, you're going to get three of selenium twice a day. And the hair color comes back, the wrinkles go away, hemorrhoids go away, varicose veins goes away, and even aneurysms will shrink.
Andy wants to know, what's the best diet if you have Alzheimer's disease?
Okay. Well, Alzheimer's disease, again, is a new disease. It's physician-caused. It's actually a deficiency of cholesterol. Cholesterol deficiency causes Alzheimer's disease. There's eight different dementias, and Alzheimer's disease is caused by a cholesterol deficiency. And when you take statin drugs to lower your cholesterol, and you're eating margarine and egg beaters and that kind of stuff, and you're eating pho, meat, and so forth, they're made out of oil, salad dressings, mayonnaise, guess what? You're going to get Alzheimer's disease, okay? And so we went from never having Alzheimer's disease, and so there, like I said, George, there's eight different dementias. They all look alike clinically, so I always treat for all eight. And so I like to use our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack as our basic program, one per 100 pounds of body weight. I throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, which will support healthy blood pressure, but also healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And, of course, if you're taking or getting rid of all the bad foods, your arteries will repair themselves. But immediately you want to protect yourself, the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Also, Alzheimer's disease, you want to eat three or four eggs three times a day with soft yolks. I like them soft-boiled, soft-poached, soft-scrambled, and butter. And then hard-boiled eggs won't count because you're damaging the cholesterol. So it's got to be soft, runny yolks. And then you also want to take the de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. Okay, that deals with the Korsakoff syndrome. And then used to kill sailors by the thousands, hundreds of years ago. Wasn't scurvy all the time killing the sailors, the vitamin C deficiency, but it was a deficiency of this other vitamin, which resulted in congestive heart failure and dementia, all caused by the same deficiency. Then there's Wernicke-Korsakoff, so deficient of that same vitamin, but also it's MS, multiple sclerosis added into it. And so you have to add the de-stress capsules and throw in some antioxidants like the BT 2.0 tablets and the Fucoid Z, three of those twice a day. And then there's B12 deficiency dementia. And then and a lot of people have to get shots every month of B12 because they can't absorb it, and that's because they're eating gluten and their intestines are damaged.
Interesting.
They're not salting their food. You require acid in your stomach to absorb B12. So if your doctor says you got low B12 and we gave it to you earlier and it's working, we got to give you an injection, that's because you're not absorbing it. And so you need to take our pink Himalayan salt with every meal. When it tastes good, George, triple it, okay? And you'll be able to absorb your B12. And then there's another one called pellagra, which is caused by a deficiency of another vitamin. So I give all of that to people who have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, and it always goes away.
And you pour it on, don't you?
Well, do you want to get rid of the problem, or you want to just, you know, maybe suffer like everybody else?
We're going to go back to more emails later, but let's go to the calls. We've got Ray truck driving in California. Raymond, go ahead, sir.
Hey, great show. Thanks, George. I just wanted to ask about the mutated gene, MTHFR. What is it exactly, and how can it be treated? And my second question would be...
You have to tell me what the symptoms are.
I was just diagnosed. I haven't had any real symptoms. I just wasn't... Was
this a blood test, a biopsy, or was the doctor examining you and said, questioning you, and said, oh, you got that symptom, you got this gene defect?
Blood test.
Blood test, doc.
Okay. Okay, so you don't know what the symptom is. He didn't tell you that you have low white blood cells or you have low platelets. He told you nothing?
No, he did mention the low white blood cells. That was mentioned, but I haven't had no physical symptoms.
Okay, well, here's the deal. White blood cells are made by the bone marrow, okay? And so you got to make your stem cells happy. They're in the bone marrow that make the white blood cells. Otherwise, you're going to be defenseless against everything, including coronavirus. Now, how much do you weigh again?
240.
And do you have any other issues? High blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis?
No, nothing like that. I had asthma as a kid.
Oh, okay. That's very useful. Did you ever have constipation or diarrhea?
Yes.
Okay. You have skin problems as a kid? You know, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis?
No.
Did you have your appendix out?
No.
Okay. You have a gluten problem, and you're not absorbing enough to deal with your bone marrow. That's their problem. So... got to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, bread, rye, oats, no sugar. Then a big guy like you, I want you to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, the biggest hammer in the toolbox. And then I want you to take the MSM, which is the sulfur compounds that are the bone marrow craves to rebuild and maintain itself for the stem cells. And it will actually help you make more white blood cells. Okay, MSM, I want you to get two bottles a month of that so you can take nine a day, three with every meal. And then... once you go back in a month or so and the doctor says, I don't know why, but things are getting better, well, you can cut it back to three twice a day. And then, of course, you want to take, again, because it's a blood vessel problem and a bone marrow problem, I want you to take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. But get rid of the bad foods because absorption is everything. And your history of asthma as a kid and skin problems is a giveaway that you have a gluten issue that's causing you to malabsorb things. And if you're not absorbing things, a stem cell in your bone marrow cannot make platelets or white blood cells, and you're in trouble. But this is easily reversible, but you got to be obsessive about doing the good things and staying away from the bad things.
Doc, why does the asthma tip you off?
Okay, well, asthma is caused by a simple deficiency of one nutrient. It's a big, clumsy nutrient. And when the small intestines, the villi, go away, the little finger-like projections, the lining of your small intestine go from a wet mucus kind of thing, kind of like your inside of your mouth, to like skin, and you can't absorb anything. Well, that's one of the first things that go away. And you get families. Yeah, we got six brothers and sisters. They all have asthma. They all have skin problems. That same nutrient deficiency causes skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, and rosacea. When you have fibromyalgia, which is just simple nutritional deficiencies, which deal with all the connective tissue in your body, and you're deficient in that nutrient, you get that butterfly rash on your face, okay, you have two deficiencies, and so then they call it lupus. Oh, you got this autoimmune disease. No, you got a gluten problem, and you're missing these nutrients, and so you need two healthy bone and joint packs, and you want to also, if you have other issues, you know, like arthritis and osteoporosis, so your bones and so on, dental problems, which is osteoporosis, your face and jaw, you have dentures and implants and things, you got osteoporosis everywhere. And it's because you can't absorb the nutrients. Don't forget the vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. And if you're going to take a healthy bone and joint packs, you're going to get the glucogel, which helps rebuild connective tissue, including bone marrow. But if you're taking the healthy brain and heart pack, which is a good, but you need to add the glucogel to it. But in both of them, you're going to get the nutrient deficient. You're going to get the nutrient that prevents the deficiency that causes asthma and the skin problems.
And the number to call, Ray, in case you missed all this, 1-855-949-7234. I need five more people to hit the website, and we hit another record, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go to Laura in New York. Welcome to the program. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have two questions, Doc. The first is, a couple of nights ago on Coast, they had some people on who were saying that the reason we age is because there's too much deuterium in the water, and I wanted to get your opinion on that. And then the second question is for someone who's really sensitive to EMF, computers, cell phones, all of that, what would be the best nutrition to counteract all of that?
Okay, to maximize your genetic potential for longevity, and human beings have the capacity to live a long time. In fact, the guy by the name of DeGray, who is the world's expert on human longevity, is from the medical school in London, England, and he came out a couple of years ago and said, there are people alive today who 1,000 years from now will still be alive if they do everything correctly. And he kind of listed stuff that he knew about, which was take all your nutrients and stay away from the bad stuff. But it's one of those things where, you know, biblically, let's see, there's a guy who lived to be 969, Methuselah, right? But the longest lived people today are from a place called Hunza near the Giltar Glacier. I have pictures of people who are documented to be 168 to 175 years old. They're still out in tea plantations harvesting tea leaves by hand at those ages, and they live to be 200, okay, because you're getting all the nutrients. And so nutrient deficiencies cause you to age and die, okay? And, of course, when you're talking about deuterium, you're talking about heavy water and stuff like that. This is the environmentalist trying to fit the square peg into the round hole to meet their agenda. And if I may, George, I'm going to throw another piece in there that kind of supports that.
Okay.
Okay. And this goes to the reefs are dying, the oceans are dying, the carbon dioxide is going up in the air, and people and environmentalists want you to believe that's because of fossil fuels. That's absolutely 100% positively not true. I did an autopsy on the Earth, and I figured it all out, that the reason why the reefs are dying, and all reefs occur where there are volcanic island chains. Reefs do not occur in the deep ocean. They require an enormous amount of minerals for these food, which are algae, required by the reef polyps to make the reef and maintain the reef. So what is the food of that algae? Well, it's the minerals that come down the rivers, and guess what? Let's just take the Great Barrier Reef. And this paper, I actually was the featured speaker last year, George, at the Tesla, not the car people, but the scientific people, the PhDs and the professors and researchers, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We have the DVDs and the magazine available. I'm on the cover of the magazine from last year from Tesla, because I figured out, let's just take, again, the Great Barrier Reef, which is on the northeastern coast of Australia. They have 8 hydroelectric dams. They have 2,000 other dams for water conservation and irrigation, and they cut off the mineral food supply to the algae, which the reef polyps needed. And so that's why the reefs are dying. The carbon dioxide is going up in the air, George, not because we're using carbon fuel, but because the algae cannot consume the carbon dioxide.
They can't eat it fast enough.
They can't eat it fast enough because they don't have the raw materials. They need 17 minerals and 3 non-mineral nutrients to convert carbon dioxide gas into oxygen and carbon chains to make amino acids, fatty acids, sugars, and carbohydrates, and fiber, and so forth. And so they can't do that anymore because we've dammed up all the rivers for electricity, which is just the opposite of what environmentalists want you to believe. And so I'm going to be the featured speaker again, not only at your wonderful contact in the desert. I hope I can get on the program at all your events. But also I'm going to be the featured speaker again at Tesla because I'm going to go into great details. I have the names of all the big dams around the world. There's 1 million hydroelectric dams around the world, George. 1 million. They've cut off the food supply to the oceans, so the algae cannot suck the carbon dioxide out of the air. Carbon dioxide going up is not fossil fuels. It is lack of consumption by the algae.
And that gets bigger and bigger every year, doesn't it?
Because they cut off the food supply to the algae by damming up all the rivers to make electricity. They've cut off the food supply, all this silt backing up behind the dams. And we've created some augers to help auger those minerals around the dams, through the dams, over the dams. And then, of course, we also have our Blumen minerals. We're going to put. We're going to go for the Great Barrier Reef. We're going to rebuild that. We're going to put barges at the front end of the reef, and we're going to dribble our minerals in it. Now, here's the other piece. Initially, 35 years ago, the western side of the Great Barrier Reef was dying because they cut off the food supply from the rivers coming in from Queensland, Australia. Well, 10 years ago, Papua New Guinea dammed up all the rivers and cut off the food supply to the northern side and the eastern side of the Great Barrier Reef, and that's why it's dying. Because now all the food to the algae is all surrounding the Great Barrier Reef are dying from lack of nutrients.
Next up, let's go to Steve in Montreal, first-time caller. Hi, Steve. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing, Steve.
I wanted to ask Doc, I have a stent, and I was told to take some cholesterol pill, rosuvastatin.
Yeah, okay, yeah, these are stents that lower your cholesterol.
Do I need to take those? Because I keep listening to you that, you know, cholesterol is good.
Cholesterol is your best friend. Not only does it make your brain work better and avoid Alzheimer's disease, but it also makes up 95% of the weight of testosterone. If you want to be a Viagra man, put a big V on your T-shirt, not for Villanova, but for Viagra, then use statin drugs, okay? And the women go through menopause at age 20. Same principle. So at any rate, what I would do is not cold turkey off your medication. But what you want to do is start eating three eggs three times a day with soft yolks, soft boiled, soft poached, and soft yolks, soft scrambled and butter. And people say, well, what about the cholesterol? Well, the culture on Earth that has the fewest heart attacks and strokes are the Inuit Eskimos above the Arctic Circle. Their total diet is whale meat and whale blubber, walrus meat and walrus blubber, seal meat and seal blubber, bear meat and bear fat. They only eat salmon once a year for a month while they're going up the rivers to lay their eggs in the springtime. And their total cholesterol is run from 350 to 500. Your doctors want you to get your cholesterol below 140. Well, the culture that has the lowest rate of heart attacks and strokes are the Inuit Eskimos. Their total cholesterol, it's all good cholesterol, HDL, no bad cholesterol in there because they don't have any oils. Okay, they don't fry anything. They eat muktuk. They eat the raw meat and the raw fat. Their cholesterol is run from 350 to 500. They have the lowest rate of stroke and heart attacks in the world, and nobody wanted to believe that, so they reran the study 26 years, and every year it came out the same.
But the secret is to get rid of the bad stuff.
That's right. Fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And, of course, it's one of those things where if you eat those eggs, and you take your 90 cents of nutrients, stay away from the bad stuff, the odds of you getting Alzheimer's zero. And so what you do...
Hold on, Doc. Let's let you finish this up when we come back, and we'll take final calls. Well, next hour, Mike Barrett joins us as we talk about the Battle of Los Angeles and some other incredible issues, so make sure you're part of the program. And welcome back. We're back with our final segment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance... any time of the day, call them tomorrow as well, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc, back to cholesterol, then a few more emails, and then, of course, we'll take final calls here.
Okay, well, quickly on the cholesterol. I figured it out in 1969, and I was given two sheets. Remember, I did 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 some change over 454 species of zoo animals and 3,000 humans in that one project. NIH, $25 million, okay? And within a couple of years into it, I got two wild sheep from the Atlas Mountains of North Africa, just north of Morocco. They were in captivity for 2 months. They died 3 days apart. When I opened them up, they both died of 98% blockage of their coronary arteries with plaque. I had to sit down a minute. Where are these sheep getting cholesterol? They're eating nothing but grain.
Right.
Yeah, they're getting grain and grass clippings from the zoo and hay. And so I analyzed all that, and there was no pollution in there. There was nothing in there except trans fats, heterocycline, acrylamides, which are oxidized oil. So where is that coming from? Well, the mixed grains have been stored in a metal drum for 2 years in a metal barn. So every summer for a couple of months, it was 120 degrees in there.
It's spoiled.
And the wheat germ oil oxidized into trans fats. It was the trans fats from the wheat germ oil that actually caused the plaque in the arteries of the sheep.
It got rancid.
Yeah, exactly. The heat made them go rancid, the wheat germ oil. And so it's not cholesterol that causes plaque in their arteries. It's rancid oils from grain, okay? I got it published in a medical journal in 1970, a year later. Took a while to work it up and get it to the point where they would take it. And it was published in Denmark because they wouldn't take it here in America. So I had to send it to Denmark to a medical journal. And then I came up with a CD called A Stick of Butter Day Keeps a Doctor Away. Okay, everybody needs it because it goes through the whole thing. A stick of butter day keeps a doctor away.
You wouldn't rather have an apple a day?
No, no, no. An apple's bad. It'll cause fatty liver. You really want a stick of butter. I eat a stick of butter every day kind of like a popsicle.
No, you don't.
I do.
Jeez, Doc.
Okay. And so because that will prevent Alzheimer's disease and will also prevent plaque in your arteries.
Huh.
Okay.
And well, then, and what do you, I mean, you just like chew it?
Yeah. Just eat it like a popsicle. And then, of course, you want to eat your eggs, 3 or 4 eggs, 3 times a day. Take your 90 essential nutrients. Take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And I'll tell you a story about Ray McGregor from Charlotte, North Carolina. He was, to make a long story short, he was diagnosed 11 years before his sister called me. He was with Alzheimer's disease. And he was treated by doctors with pharmaceuticals. He goes into a coma. And for 8 years before she called me, he's in a coma, being fed through a G-tube. Okay, with all their oily stuff that they give for foods and G-tubes. She calls me and says, well, his brain waves are down to about zero. They're going to pull the plug on him. Is there anything we can do? I said, yeah. I want you to get my shakes here, or protein shakes, but I want you to make them with heavy cream instead of water. Give him 3 of those a day. And then I want you to give him 3 scrambled eggs in butter, whip them up and put them in that shake so that he'll get 3 of those, 9 a day. Okay, then he needs the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and the Ultra Daily Classic tablets, and then call me every couple of weeks. So she calls me in 3 days, and she's screaming at me, he's cured.
He's cured?
Yeah, he got up. Now, George, is a true story. He didn't realize he was in a coma for 8 years. He thought he was only asleep for one night. He gets stressed, goes to work at the bank, and everybody there was not there when he went away 11 years earlier.
He's lucky the bank was still there, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so they thought he was had a clever idea how to rob the bank. He's sitting at the administrator's desk. He said, this is my desk. What's the matter with you guys?
That's funny.
True story.
That's funny. Let's knock off a quick series of emails. Kathleen wants to know about cataracts. She's 63. She prefers not to have surgery.
Okay. Well, again, there's multiple eye diseases, and cataracts are oxidized, you know, free radical damage to the lens of the eye. If you catch it early enough, it is reversible. It reaches a point in which you can stop it from progressing, but you can't reverse it, and then there's a point at which it goes on, and you have to have surgery. So the quicker you get onto it, the better off you are. And then of course, you get the plugged arteries in the eye, and the pressure goes up, okay? And then there's the macular degeneration where the retina oxidizes. And I actually had a doctor call me a liar, which I said I could reverse all that stuff, okay? And he says, I said, well, who are you? And this is in a big meeting, question and answer period. He said, who are you? He said, well, I'm so-and-so. I'm a doctor, and I'm an eye doctor. And macular degeneration and cataracts are aging things, and there's nothing you can do about them except do surgery or whatever. You can't prevent them. You can't cure them. I said, well, let's have a wager. He says, you're on. So to make a long story short, he gives me 27 charts of people who have been legally blind. He picked them out, so you knew the diagnosis. And he said, okay, pick your 12. I said, no, I'll take all 27. And if I win, if I can get one, I said, if I could get half. He said, no, if you could get one, 3-20-20 after 90 days, as you claim, I'll buy a dinner at Ruth Chris's Steakhouse. I'll give you a bottle of wine, and I will apologize in public. I said, you're on. Well, in 90 days, 25 of the 27 could read 20-20. They had been legally blind 6, 8, 10 years. Two of them took 2 more weeks, and he paid off. Okay, he had to buy me this.
And did a video for you.
Oh, yeah, they actually did a CD and a video. Absolutely, so that's available. And It's one of those crazy
That's
things.
That's one of your favorite stories, Doc.
Yep, it's a true story, and I have thousands of those stories because these things are nutritional deficiencies, and doctors, you know, they treat the symptoms. They're pretty good at treating symptoms, but they don't get to the root cause, so they just treat over and over and over and over. We, through the Youngevity program, get to the root cause of the problem. 900 diseases in the book Epigenetics, the trilogy books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Herbal Doctor, Password Chromotherapy. We have over 100 different CDs. We have, you know, 50 DVDs, including all that stuff from the Tesla thing. It is crazy what you can do with nutrition and avoiding the bad stuff. And I can't thank you enough for sharing this information with your listeners. Your listeners are the greatest.
They're the best. Ryan writes, Doc, I've got Bell's palsy, which you mentioned. He's 41, weighs 285.
Okay. Well, Bell's palsy is squeezing of the facial nerve, the seventh cranial nerve. We have osteoporosis of the skull. And osteoporosis, doctors in their brains think of it as being a thing of seniors. It's an old person's disease. But babies are born with osteoporosis. If the mother who is pregnant with this baby is deficient in the nutrients, the baby gets osteoporosis, born with osteoporosis. And so Bell's palsy is one of the signature things because everybody recognizes your face droops. It's easy to diagnose. And so, and did he say how much he weighed?
285.
Okay, 285. So ideally, you want three of everything, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And if that's too much, you know, don't go any lower than two. But again, he wants three healthy brain and heart packs per month, full dose of everything three times a day. He wants the MSM, nine of those tablets a day, three, three, and three. That's two bottles a month. He needs the vitamin D3. I'd have him take nine of those a day, three, three, and three. That's three bottles a month. He needs the glucogel, again, to help make bone matrix in the skull and every place else in the body, because when you got osteoporosis of the skull, you got everywhere else. And let's see here. Then if there's no cancer involved, he could take the Immortellium, which really connects with the stem cells, tells to the stem cells that come out of hibernation, go to work, the stuff is here now, and take three of those three times a day. And then he needs to call us, the same people he's going to call to get the stuff. He needs to call us, and we'll walk him through this. Call us every 2 weeks, and miracles happen very quickly.
Back to the phones, John in Alberta, Canada, International Line. Hey, John, go ahead, sir.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing, John.
I have an esophagus that stopped working about 2 years ago, and I can't eat. I'm tube fed.
Okay, so you're tube fed. Okay. And do you have any dental problems?
Hold on, Doc. Let him
oh,
go
sorry.
Ahead.
There's more? Okay.
Yep.
I was in ICU for about 2 years and in a coma for about 4 months.
Okay.
So they had all kinds of tubes down me, et cetera, et cetera. But the result of it is that now my esophagus has stopped working.
Jeez. Okay, Doc.
Okay. Do you have any other issues? High blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, back problems?
The other issue is I had an infection that caused all this to begin with. So they cut out a lot of my arteries, and in the process, they killed my kidneys.
Oh, geez.
Okay, you're on dialysis?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you weigh how much again?
I'm 150 now. I was 285, and yeah. When all this happened, I went down to 125.
Sure.
Wow.
Okay. We only have a little bit of time here, so you're a lucky man. God's on your side, but we need you to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, bread, rhinose, no sugar. And then I want you to take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day, MSM, one bottle a month, take three twice a day. That's one bottle a month, or big bottles. Then I want you to also to take the vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. You know, so I'm kind of pushing the thing for the osteoporosis of the skull. Okay, because the things that control your esophagus are the spinal nerves coming out of your neck and the spinal nerves. Do you have any swallowing problems? Do you feel like
no.
You have a golf ball in your throat and anything like that?
No, I don't. I can swallow liquid, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, yeah, it's the ninth cranial nerve, the glossopharyngeal nerve can be involved. Your spinal nerves from your neck, the cervical spinal nerves, the spinal nerves from the first four or five vertebrae in your upper back, okay, can cause this kind of problems. The eighth cranial nerve, the vagus nerve being squeezed can cause this problem. And so we're working on the skull to relieve that. And, of course, you want a liquid diet. And we have a shake. We want to make it with heavy cream. You want to soft poach eggs and whip them up and take three of those three times a day in your shakes made with a heavy cream. And, then get on these 90 essential nutrients and stay away from the bad stuff, maximize absorption, and you'll be amazed at the miracles that happen.
As a matter of fact, David writes about his 17-year-old daughter, Doc, that she has a swollen throat feeling, but there's nothing wrong with her. Doctors think maybe it's an allergy. What can she do?
Okay, well, this is a squeezing of the ninth cranial nerve, the glossopharyngeal nerve. They feel like they've got a golf ball or something like that in their throat, and they swallow and swallow, and they can't get rid of that.
That's
feeling.
Right.
Yep. Okay, so she needs one healthy brand and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight. She needs the MSM, three of those twice a day for 100 pounds of body weight, the glucogel, 15 a day to help rebuild the disc between the vertebrae, the bone matrix in the skull, the discs themselves, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. And it wouldn't hurt. She could take some of the CM cream and the trauma oil, put 4 or 5 drops of trauma oil in every teaspoon of the CM cream, place that on the back of her head and on her neck, right down the back of her neck and on the sides of her neck behind her ears. And sometimes that's enough to be anti-inflammatory enough to relieve the swelling around that ninth cranial nerve, and all that will go away. But she still needs to stay on this to rebuild the skull, because it's only going to get worse if she doesn't take care of her bones all over her body, including the skull.
And as I've been mentioning all night, Doc gives out a lot of information. If you have missed it, or if you're driving and you can't write it down, remember this number, 1-855-949-RADIO. 1-855-949-7234. Annie in Georgia, let's squeeze you in, Annie. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for
calling. Hello.
Dr. Wallet.
Oh, I'm missing that. You're breaking up.
Oh, well, okay. Is that
No, it's not going to work. Poor Annie, she's been on hold for an hour, and we lose her at the end, Doc.
Oh. Okay.
But she can call that number, right?
Exactly. Call the number, and those kids will be able to help you. They've been with me. Many of them have been with me for 30 years. They know what they're doing.
Oh, they sure do. They sure do. And they are devoted to you, Doc. My gosh.
Well, they've seen so many people get results. They've seen so many people with genetic diseases and diseases that are thought to be autoimmune that go away in 2 weeks and 4 weeks and 6 weeks. They're just being put on the good nutrition and getting away from the bad foods. So they know that only dead doctors don't lie.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs will be back with us in 3 weeks, and then Doc after that. So those of you who have not gotten through, keep trying. Some of you have been on hold for at least 55 to an hour. I'm sorry we could not get to you. Yep. And Doc, you answer emails. Matter of fact, I got one from somebody tonight who said he really does respond.
Yeah, we try to take care of our friends, take care of America. We're in 50 countries now, George, and it's just exciting. I can't wait for this new book to come out. It's going to be crazy when this one comes out.
All right, let us know. I will see you in May at Contact in the Desert.
Absolutely. You are the greatest, and if you ever get a cancellation, you want me to fill in for somebody else and all your other things, let me know. I'm there for you.
Okay, Doc Walla, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the phone number, and again, that's the website. Here's the phone number. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, Mike Barra joins us as we talk about the anniversary of the 1942 episode called The Battle of Los Angeles. It's an amazing story. Plus, we'll also talk with Mike Barra about some of the things he's been working on, including this weekend I was in Denver doing our Beyond Belief television programs. And at night in my room, I watched the History Channel's Ancient Aliens. It was a Mike Barra extravaganza. The guy was on every episode for like 15 minutes apiece. So we'll be back and chat with Mike Barra on Coast to Coast AM.